news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, severe weather overnight leaves about 2,300 people without power this morning. We'll get some more details on that and update on the forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on this Good Friday. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. A tree and power line down at Airport and Westwood Drive. Also power line down at Portside and Portside Boulevard. So Alabama Power's told us at 6 a.m. this morning they had 2,300 people still without power in the Mobile area. So keep that in mind as you travel. You might find a couple stoplights that are not working properly. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
Jim.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me that Jim crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good news about severe weather last night. It brought in some very nice weather for the weekend. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. I want you all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, where we're always talking about inventory and finance. And you've got some vehicles you want us to look at specifically. What you got, Larry?
You know, we got a great selection of vehicles under $10,000. We got cars, trucks, for utility. For instance, we got a 2013 Dodge Challenger with an SXT package. Beautiful car. Under $10,000. We got two F-250 crew cab long wheelbase. They're commercial work trucks, and they're under $10,000.
You know, you've told us in the past when you get these vehicles under $10,000, we can still get pretty good financing options.
Oh, absolutely. We can get great financing. I mean, especially on the trucks, but even on, like, cars or whatever, it's just, you know, it's all about the person, but we've got great lenders for just about everything.
All right, as we come out to look at the inventory, whether it be in person or online, give us directions to come do that.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 709 Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, Dr. Bill Williams and the weekend weather scale, which I think probably could be pretty darn awesome for this Easter weekend ahead. Plus, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking, and we're turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. A lot to talk about after the release of 443 page-turning pages. Or something like that, with the Mueller report. We'll get into that in detail coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. At least one death is being blamed on last night's severe weather. That's where cities and counties reported down trees, power lines, and structural damage. This morning, authorities confirmed that a St. Clair County woman died when a tree fell on top of a mobile home she was inside of. The victim has not yet been identified, but is the first reported death as high winds and heavy rains from Thursday's storm impacted statewide. News from Montgomery this morning. Your kid may be out on spring break, but our lawmakers are working hard to keep them safe once they're back in school. On Thursday, the Alabama Senate approved Senate Bill 255 by Senator Tim Melson, which would allow local school boards of education to hire retired law enforcement officers to serve as armed school security staff. Security staff must have at least 25 years of experience, have completed active shooter prevention training approved by the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, and have completed a firearms certification course. Dr. Tom Sisk, superintendent of the Limestone County School System, says Senator Melson's bill will allow the schools to have a larger pool of, quote, qualified security officers from which to draw. Right now, the law allows retired officers to serve as school security staff, but retired officers without Alabama Peace Officer standards and training cannot be armed. That training does take weeks to complete. Senate Bill 255 now heads to the House of Representatives. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Damage was reported in parts of Mobile as a result of last night's storms. Hulls Motorsports on Interstate 65 Service Road suffered significant damage. The owner tells us they received an alert about a fire alarm going off. When they got there, they found damage to the backside of the building. It's not known how much it'll cost to repair it. A big tree fell on a home on Cottage Hill Road as well near University. Tornadoes were reported in parts of Mississippi. Other parts of the southeast also saw damage from the line of storms. A tornado damaged parts of Morton, Mississippi, and nearby Clinton. High winds rolled cars in a Walmart parking lot onto their sides. A Northwest Florida man accused of trying to shoot and kill law enforcement officers will serve three consecutive life sentences. In October 2017, Demetri Carter went to Warrington Bank and asked a teller to call authorities. When police got there, they noticed Carter had a gun. They told him to get on the ground, and he refused. Police tased him. Carter fired back. A shootout broke out before he was taken into custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
All right, time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. Sean Sullivan in for Dalton Orwig. He'll be back in the sports chair coming up on Monday. Let's run through NBA scores in the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant scored 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors blew out the LA Clippers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 131-115. Ben Simmons scored a career playoff high 31 points for Philly, and the Sixers now lead that series 2-1. And the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Denver Nuggets 118-108. Spurs now lead that series 2-1. In NHL playoffs, we're on the ice, and the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 to even their best-of-seven series at 2 games apiece. The St. Louis Blues rallied from 2 goals down to beat Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Jaden Schwartz scored the winning goal with 15 seconds left to play. Blues now lead that series 3-2. And in the final game last night, the San Jose Sharks got some revenge with a 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. A Vegas win would have eliminated the Sharks last night. Vegas still leads in the series 3-2, with Game 6 set for Sunday in Vegas. Some Major League scores. Arizona D-backs finished a 3-game sweep over the Atlanta Braves with a 4-1 win yesterday. Washington beat San Francisco 4-2. Colorado defeated Philadelphia 6-2. Baltimore beat the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays 6-5 in extra innings. And Kansas City beat the Yankees 6-1. And the Dodgers got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Last night's Bay Bears home game against the Montgomery Biscuits was postponed due to the bad weather. And try to make up that doubleheader starting tonight at 5 out at Hank Aaron Stadium. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long, 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Talking with Alabama Power. Still have 2,200 people without power in the Mobile area, so keep that in mind. You might roll up onto a stoplight that's not working properly. We do have a tree and power lines down at Airport and Westwood Drive. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. The latest on last night's severe weather and the Easter weekend to come with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us a little bit over 10 minutes from right now. Plus, a manhunt going on for one suspect with Mobile Police. Two men that shot at Mobile Police last night, one captured and one still on the run. We'll get more details on that coming up, and a live report from Katarina Lukatich from News 5. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now know the victim's identity involved in that deadly traffic accident during rush hour on Thursday in Chinchula. 29-year-old Casey Elizabeth Anderson of 8 Mile was driving north on Highway 45 near Georgetown-Chinchula Road when her SUV went off the road and flipped. Alabama State Troopers confirm Anderson was not wearing her seatbelt and she was ejected from that vehicle. Anderson was pronounced dead on the scene. Meantime, her passenger, 28-year-old Marcus Gerald Ringer Jr. of Citronelle, he was taken to University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour as to what may have caused that deadly accident. Across the bay this morning in Baldwin County, under arrest and accused of robbery and assault at a Foley apartment complex. According to the Foley Police Department, around 11 p.m., they responded to reports of a robbery in progress at the Allison Point apartments. Four people were arrested. As witnesses gave an accurate enough description of the four people involved in the vehicle that they left in, so much so that officers soon were able to locate that vehicle and make those arrests. 22-year-old Anthony Dwayne Kendrick, arrested. 19-year-old Justice Ray Kendrick, arrested. And 19-year-old Skylar T. Baldwin, arrested. And a fourth person identified as a lookout person. Three of the men are accused of forcing their way into an apartment and demanding valuables and cash from three people inside of that apartment home. Two of the men, Justice and Dwayne, they're accused of assaulting one person inside the home as well. They are both charged with three counts of robbery in the first degree and one count of assault in the second degree. Skylar and Ethan are both charged with three counts of robbery in the first degree. Authorities also uncovered four guns and stolen property during that arrest. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
722 FM Talk 106.5. And the story we've been talking about throughout the morning. One suspect in custody, another still on the loose as Mobile Police Department's looking for someone who shot at them last night. More details on this manhunt and the story that started it all with Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joining us now. Hey, Katarina.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning. So, walk us back to last night, what happened and where we are now.
Okay, so at some point there was a man, his name is Tommy Goldman, and he escaped some sort of custody from Baldwin County authorities. So there was a be on the lookout alert for him. So around 8 o'clock in Tillman's Corner last night, a Mobile police officer spotted Goldman inside of a car. So he tried to pull that car over, and that's when police say that Goldman got out of the car or reached out of the car and fired shots at that officer. That officer wasn't hit but returned fire, but Goldman and another man bailed out of the car and took off into a wooded area. That other man, his name is Antonio Nettles. Eventually, after a few hours of searching, a police canine was able to track him down, and they were able to get him into custody, but they are still searching for Goldman, who is at large. So police are asking if you see him to just call 911. We have a picture of him on our website, WKRG.com. But this really was a massive manhunt in the Tillman's Corner area around Old Ridge Road and Nevius Road. Late last night into the early morning hours until about 3 o'clock when they called off that structured search. But now Mobile police officers are working with U.S. Marshals to try to regroup and be able to track down Goldman.
Yeah, and I want people to go to the story over at WKRG.com. You can see the picture of Goldman. Now, this Antonio Nettles, has MPD or Chief Batiste said anything about Nettles? Did Nettles go to Baldwin County to get him and bring him back? Or what's the relationship?
Yeah, they don't think that they're, conspiring or anything like that. What Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste says that they're just kind of associates. They may have met each other in prison or they may have known each other from before. So it's not really clear what exactly their connection is.
All right. So once again, still on the lookout and the pictures of the suspect over at WKRG.com. Katarina Lukatich, as always, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Katarina Lukatich checking in from News 5, 7:25 on this Good Friday. So this will give me a second, because it is Good Friday, to talk a little bit about something. Let's talk about what I like, and then we can talk about what you don't like. It's a story up from National Today about your favorite, being Americans, your favorite and not-so-favorite Easter candies. Now, this is something that I have some deep-seated opinions about, and each year I think I hear more and more from y'all that I'm not the only one. So with this, okay, new survey out asking people about their favorite and least favorite Easter candies. So here are the results of this latest hard-hitting poll. Hard. They could be polling about the Mueller report. They could be polling about jobs. They're polling about Easter candy. Okay, which is still good. Okay, top Easter candies in the U.S. See if you agree with this. Reese's peanut butter eggs. I'll say yes. I'll say yes to that one. Pastel colored M&Ms. Nah. Jelly Belly jelly beans. I'll say yes to that one. Hershey's chocolate bunnies. I'm not a chocolate bunny fan, but if I had to eat one, it'd probably be the Hershey's. And Cadbury cream eggs, which have to, I don't know what the, you know, if we looked at the packaging there, I don't know where you'd see it on the foil wrapper, has to have the highest density of sugar of any substance on earth. But they're good, Cadbury cream eggs. And then according to the polling here, the five Easter candies Americans hate the most, okay, candy-covered Jordan almonds. I guess I've seen those in the past. I'm trying to have a little trouble picturing those. Bubblegum eggs. I don't know that I've ever seen a bubblegum egg, but we hate them. Coconut nests, which are also known as macaroons. Yeah, I do not like those. Generic jelly beans. So not Jelly Bellies, but just like whatever run-of-the-mill, whatever, you know, Costco brand jelly bean. We don't like those. And on their list here, and thank goodness somebody else agrees with me in this country, Marshmallow Peeps. And I know I'm waiting for some of the Peeps fans from here at work to come walking up to the studio to plead their case. I've got a mother who loves the Marshmallow Peeps. It could be Brussels sprouts, which I do not like, or Marshmallow Peeps, and I would eat Brussels sprouts before that. How about you? Yeah, does that list line up for you? 343-0106, 343-0106. Hit it up on the text line. Talk some Easter candy. We can also, of course, talk about the 448 pages of the Mueller report and what's going to be made of it politically and what does it mean going forward. We'll get into that in detail coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice. I will say at this point, it's, you know, it both sides have spun it here, meaning the president and the Democrats have spun it like it's black and white, 100% their way, 100% the other way. I don't know. I mean, I think there were some embarrassing things for the president, but I think the key to it is the fact that this investigation, which was put on by people that were not in the business of cutting slack, even though what the Democrats saying they were, but the people inside the Mueller investigation were not there to cut slack to the president. And they found some things they wanted to move to some other investigations, sure. But the core essence of this idea of Americans, be it in the administration or any other American, colluding with Russia against the United States, facts weren't there. Now, there are a bunch of other issues there that may pose some issues going forward. We'll talk about those when we come back after 8 o'clock. All right, Dr. Bill Williams and our weekend weather scale on the way. Easter weekend looks fantastic. We'll see what kind of number he gives it. Plus, we'll find out what's cooking. Hopefully, it's not Marshmallow Peeps when we talk to our buddy Alec Naiman at 7:50. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One man is in custody, another on the run following a shootout with police last night near Oak Ridge Road in Tillman's Corner. Antonio Nettles was arrested. Meanwhile, the search is continuing this morning for the alleged shooter in that case, Tommy Goldman, an escapee from Baldwin County. It began about 8 o'clock last night in Tillman's Corner. Police spotted a car Goldman was thought to be in. Police say Goldman fired at one of their officers, which resulted in a manhunt.
It's going to be a priority for the Mobile Police Department to make sure we get him off the street.
Alabama power crews are working to restore power. power to those who lost it as a result of last night's severe weather. At last check, 7,200 customers were still in the dark this morning. Alabama Power tweeted, additional crews from outside the area will be in town today to get power back on. A homicide suspect in Northwest Florida will be back in court next month. Yesterday, a judge denied bond for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. He's charged in the death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Deputies say Hawkins shot Baldwin following an argument Monday morning on Inslee Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
Robert Mueller's report uncovered an admission on the part of White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders that an assertion countless FBI agents were happy President Trump fired James Comey was a slip of the tongue.
I said that the word I used, countless, and I also said if you look at what's in quotations for me, it's that. And it's that it was in the heat of the moment, meaning that it wasn't a scripted talking point. I'm sorry that I wasn't a robot like the Democrat Party.
Sanders appearing on ABC News, from D.C.'s political storm to severe weather.
Texas, among the states hit hard this week. Alvin Johnson lives in Copperas Cove, where his house and cars both suffered damage.
We got our life, we have our health, you know, and just thank God that, you know, we wasn't hurt. That's the main thing.
These storms are heading east Friday, expecting to affect about 100 million people from Georgia all the way to Maine. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
At least three people died in overnight storms. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishchenko with Your Money Now. A rift between the U.S. and Canada is growing over how to ensure the safety of Boeing's grounded 737 MAX planes, as Ottawa's focus on additional pilot training could lead to more delays in getting the jet back in the air. The Wall Street Journal says Canada's transport minister signaled this week that his government could require additional simulator training for pilots of the 737 MAX. That possibility threatens to widen the gap between plans being developed by U.S. authorities to put the planes into service and those of other countries. Efforts to end the grounding already are running months later than initially envisioned due to technical challenges. Amazon and Google are ending their nearly two-year spat, agreeing to bring their video streaming apps to each other's devices. In 2017, Google pulled its popular YouTube video app from Amazon's Fire TV after the online shopping giant refused to sell some Google products. Amazon has since started to sell Google's gadgets again on its site. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, a few clouds still hanging around this morning. I guess we still have the last of the front to get through?
Yeah, the front is actually through, and all that rain that we had last night is now way to the east, and In fact, right now it's just moving into Tallahassee and last of it affecting southeast Alabama. But the storm system that produced all this is way up in Kentucky, kind of swirling around up there, and it's actually going to produce a few showers across Alabama and Mississippi today. We call them wraparound showers. They'll come out of the north, and they'll affect mostly the northern areas of Mississippi and Alabama, but we could see a few brief showers in our area today. It'll be much cooler. Yesterday, we were up to 81 degrees. Today, we're going to be in the 60s, most likely around 66, 67 for the high this afternoon. And skies will become partly cloudy. Now, tonight, look for some rather chilly temperatures, down to around 45 degrees, some areas in the low 40s tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, looking really good. Sunny and 72 for Saturday, down into the mid-40s for Saturday night, and then Sunday, sunny and warmer, a high of 78 degrees. And the nice weather will continue Monday and Tuesday with sunny skies, and should get up around 80 to 82 degrees both days. I don't see any rain now until a few showers next Thursday. So we're going to have dry weather for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That sounds like a great run of weather, and we can use it after getting the rain last night and getting a little bit of drying out here for Easter weekend. And you've talked about how nice it is going to be for Easter weekend, which brings me to this time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, Dr. Bill. It lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What say you?
Well, we've got plenty of sunshine and rather comfortable temperatures. The only thing on the scale that might lower just a little bit is the fact that we're way below normal for those low temperatures. We should be in the mid-50s this time of the year. We're going to be down in the low and mid-40s. So, I'm going with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
9830.
It's pretty fantastic, Dr. Bill. I mean, we haven't been in that neighborhood in a while.
Yes, and just a beautiful weekend with low humidity and a great weekend to be outside. So temperatures again, low 70s for Saturday, upper 70s for Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your exclusive forecast here at FM Talk 106.5. It's good. It's good for get a nice cool, you know, if you're going to be wearing your Sunday best, so you're not going to be sweating, right? That's good. If you're going to mix it up with the Easter egg hunt, you're not going to be sweating. It's a good deal. Nice forecast for the weekend and a great weekend weather scale. 7:37, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. I've got some delays off of Theodore Dawes Road and Highway 90. And if you're traveling off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65, a little bit of backup. But no new wrecks in the roadways. It's a great ride across the Bayway coming into the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford accident-free as well. The South Alabama baseball team hosting Georgia State tonight and tomorrow afternoon at Stanky Field. You can find your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Jags versus Georgia State tonight and tomorrow. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good Friday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, an Alabama man is behind bars for burglary, kidnapping, and leading police on a foot chase with a machete in his hand. According to the Phoenix Police Department, David Wazinski was arrested Wednesday night after a resident reported that their home was broken into by a man with a machete. The resident says that he confronted the intruder, who ran from his home, but not before the victim was able to get a good description of him and call police. They were searching for a white male with a bald head, and less than 4 hours later, a man fitting that description with a machete forced a woman to take him to a Dollar Tree. Once at that Dollar Tree, he left the vehicle and left the weapon with the woman. The victim called police and described the man who kidnapped her as a white male with a bald head covered in blood. A man fitting that description was reported in the local area by police, and once discovered, he started running from police. The 55-year-old was captured and taken into custody. He is now charged with first-degree burglary, first-degree kidnapping, giving false information to police, and several misdemeanor charges. The convicted felon also was wanted on an outstanding warrant, a couple of them. At the time of his arrest, he right now is being held in the Russell County Jail. Closer to home here in Mobile, police are searching for two people involved in an armed robbery at a Mobile gas station. Wednesday night around 9 p.m., police responded to the Pure gas station on Azalea Road. Two men armed with guns went inside and demanded money from the clerk. They were able to take an unknown amount of money before they left that gas station. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. This investigation is still ongoing. And as always, if you have any information which could assist in this investigation, you're urged to give police a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, if you go to hide the Easter eggs in the yard, and it's very, very easy because the density of junk, maybe another one of the clues that you need my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Listen, you got junk in the yard, you got junk in the attic, even up the very sketchy ladder, stair, spring-loaded thing. They'll go up there and get the junk. Maybe it's an office. Maybe it's a house you're getting ready to sell. Maybe it's a storage unit. You got junk, you got to get it gone. Bring the pros in who get it done so quickly, so efficiently, and they actually make an appointment time on a specific day. Versus so many other things we deal with in our lives where they give us spectrums of time. Nah, you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, you'll get a day and a time. That's when Trey and the crew, local franchisee, will be there, and they will quote you a price. If you agree on that, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. Check it out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's been 20 years since the tragedy at Columbine, and Evan Haining from Westwood One with more on that.
Two guys were around and they were shooting people left and right.
Screaming after they'd shoot up something, they'd go, woo!
The killers, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, both high school seniors, brought homemade bombs and firearms to Columbine High School, where they killed 12 students and one teacher and injured more than 20 other people before they took their own lives. Listen to the 911 call that hall monitor Patty Nielsen made from the library where she was hiding with students she was trying to protect.
Okay, has anybody been injured, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
And the school is in a panic, and I'm in the library. I've got students down under the table, kids! Heads under the table!
It's hard to understand Nielsen, who thinks she's been hit in the shoulder. Nielsen was hiding under a table, trying to keep the kids quiet. And the quality of this 20-year-old recording wasn't great in the first place. But if you listen closely, you can hear several gunshots in this part of the call. Years after the massacre, Nielsen described what she heard that day. One of the killers would taunt a student and then shoot.
And I think, you know, they just killed that kid. You know, they made racial remarks. They made fun of somebody's glasses. They said somebody was pathetic. Just mean.
Craig Scott, who was a sophomore that day, also survived. But he told NBC's Today Show two of his friends were killed right next to him.
At some point, I had just decided to lie down and pretend to be dead. A couple minutes went by, and I felt like I heard a very strong inner voice speak and just said to get out of there. I saw the shooters had left. So I yelled at everyone, come on, let's get out of here. And then we were running out of the room, and I was so thankful to be alive. But at the same time, I actually felt really bad because I left my friends underneath that table.
Craig's sister Rachel Scott was also killed that day. One way the Scott family coped with her loss was by creating Rachel's Challenge, a nonprofit that has shared her story with millions of people, especially those still in school.
In the schools, I do focus on compassion. I share my sister's story with our program. And we know that just by sharing her story and sharing some powerful lessons behind the Columbine shooting, we know of school shootings that have been prevented and suicides that have been prevented.
And that may be so. But since Columbine, there have been 11 school shootings categorized as mass shootings, according to the Washington Post, a mass shooting being one in which four or more people were killed. And overall, since Columbine, school shootings have killed at least 143 people. Over the last few years, many schools now regularly hold drills for active shootings, as they do for fires, and have developed rules or a protocol for students, which is run, hide, fight. Run if you can, hide if you can't, fight if you must. I'm Evan Haining.
This information update is brought to you by Trans World of Mobile, bringing buyers and sellers of business together. Our value is maximizing your value. Online, visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Damage was reported in parts of Mobile as a result of last night's storms. Hulls Motorsports on Interstate 65 Service Road suffered significant damage. The owner tells us they received an alert about a fire alarm going off. When they got there, they found damage to the backside of the building. It's not known how much it'll cost to repair it. A big tree fell on a home on Cottage Hill Road as well near University. Tornadoes were reported in parts of Mississippi. Other parts of the southeast also saw damage from the line of storms. A tornado damaged parts of Morton, Mississippi. In nearby Clinton, high winds rolled cars in a Walmart parking lot onto their sides. A Northwest Florida man accused of trying to shoot and kill law enforcement officers will serve three consecutive life sentences. In October 2017, Demetri Carter went to Warrington Bank and asked a teller to call authorities. When police got there, they noticed Carter had a gun. They told him to get on the ground, and he refused. Police tased him. Carter fired back. A shootout broke out before he was taken into custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you. And we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
USS Alabama Memorial Park invites you to a community-wide oath of enlistment ceremony this Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. in the Medal of Honor Aircraft Pavilion. The ceremony will include induction into all branches of military service. The keynote speaker is Seymour Lechtenfeld, U.S. Army. This impressive event is free and open to the public. Come meet some of America's newest warriors this Saturday morning at 10 at the Aircraft Pavilion aboard USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park.
Time for FM Talk 106.5 Sports. Sean Sullivan in for Dalton Orwig. He'll be back in the sports chair coming up on Monday. Let's run through NBA scores in the NBA playoffs. Kevin Durant scored 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors blew out the LA Clippers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Brooklyn Nets 131-115. Ben Simmons scored a career playoff high 31 points for Philly, and the Sixers now lead that series 2-1. And the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Denver Nuggets 118-108. Spurs now lead that series 2-1. In NHL playoffs, we're on the ice, and the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 to even their best of seven series at 2 games apiece. The St. Louis Blues rallied from 2 goals down to beat Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Jaden Schwartz scored the winning goal with 15 seconds left to play. Blues now lead that series 3-2. And in the final game last night, the San Jose Sharks got some revenge with a 5-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. A Vegas win would have eliminated the Sharks last night. Vegas still leads in the series 3-2, with Game 6 set for Sunday in Vegas. Some Major League scores. Arizona D-backs finished a 3-game sweep over the Atlanta Braves with a 4-1 win yesterday. Washington beat San Francisco 4-2. Colorado defeated Philadelphia 6-2. Baltimore beat the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays 6-5 in extra innings. And Kansas City beat the Yankees 6-1. And the Dodgers got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Last night's Bay Bears home game against the Montgomery Biscuits was postponed due to the bad weather. And try to make up that doubleheader starting tonight at 5 out at Hank Aaron Stadium. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with occasional showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Starting to see heavier traffic now off of Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, but once again, we're accident-free, and it's been a great ride across the Bayway. So far, if you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, no delays, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore, along I-10, watch your speed. You've seen county officers working some radar this morning. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 63 degrees now at our studios. Dr. Bill has a pretty heady number, 1.9830 for the weekend weather scale. Get out and enjoy the weekend ahead. I've got, of course, on this Good Friday and the Easter weekend to follow. Hopefully you have a fantastic one. We'll talk to you coming up next hour. Phone number 343-0106. Also, Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking. See if it's Marshmallow Peeps. When we come back, we'll check headlines first with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pilot program underway right now gives SNAP program recipients yet another way to purchase their food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced on Thursday that they will allow Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients to make online grocery orders from Walmart and Amazon. This is a two-year pilot program and starts in New York, but will expand to Alabama, Iowa, Maryland, Nebraska, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington in the coming months. This new option will allow even more families the ability to select and pay for their eligible food items online, but not service or delivery charges. Amazon says food stamp beneficiaries will be given free access to their Amazon Fresh service, which delivers groceries and fresh produce, as well as Prime Pantry. Amazon spending requirements for free delivery, that remains the same at $50 for Amazon Fresh and $25 for Amazon.com. If you live in Baldwin County, work in Baldwin County, or drive through the county, you know how busy the county is with new businesses, homes, schools, and more. And now that these new census numbers are in, it all makes sense. The county's accelerated growth now puts Baldwin County into Alabama's top five. Since the last full census in 2010, Baldwin County has added an estimated 35,757 people, which is double-digit growth over 8 years. According to the 2018 census estimates of all U.S. counties, Baldwin County saw the fastest one-year growth in both raw numbers and percentages. The new estimates puts Baldwin County within striking distance of the fourth spot, which is held by Montgomery County. Only fewer than 8,000 people separate the two spots. So here's how it goes. For the 2018 populations for Alabama's biggest counties, first place Jefferson County, second place Mobile County, third place Madison County, fourth place Montgomery County, and fifth place Baldwin County with 218,022 people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And more detail, we'll do a deep dive on that story with our buddy Brendan Kirby. He's with Fox 10 TV. He'll join us today during the noon show to talk about that. All right, now we'll talk about what's cooking for this Easter weekend. We'll check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Is it marshmallow peeps? Are you doing that on the grill? What do you got?
Hey, man, I think we ought to do a little marshmallowing this weekend, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a lot of special stuff. I mean, Easter is here, and so we got to remember the season. But I wanted to do a halibut recipe today because I felt like going fishing, but we'd have to go to Alaska.
Yeah, we'll go to Alaska. Let's go.
California somewhere.
But they're like a big flounder. They're just a big old flounder.
And that's what I was going to say. They had a flat fish, so they resemble a flounder. And their scientific name is Hippoglossus stenolepis.
Dang.
Spell that.
I'm impressed, man.
About that. Yeah, I had to practice that. I had to get my lips to put out those H's and P's and S's and all that kind of stuff. But I want to braise. Now, you know, halibut's done got expensive because the supply's gone down. But here's what I like. I take it, I want to braise this a little bit. So I get my little skillet out, and I put a little oil in it. And I start sautéing me down some onions and some garlic, and till they get, you know, and I stir it around a little bit, and it get a little fragrant. Then I add some little celery and some fennel seeds, okay, and I cook that down for a couple more minutes till they get a little bit translucent. And then I add some tomatoes, and I put some water in the skillet, and I add some orzo, and I throw some olives and capers in there, okay, a little salt and pepper, and I bring that to a boil. And then I just kind of lay the halibut down in it and just let it start braising. I ladle a little bit of the juice and the tomato mixture over the top of the halibut, and I just let it simmer for about 10 or 12 minutes, and it just braises and reduces down. And then the orzo swells up, and so you serve the halibut with some orzo, you know, and the tomatoes and stuff. It's really, really good stuff, I just got to tell you.
It sounds fantastic. We just got to go get the halibut and get started on this, or better yet, have you go get the halibut and cook it for us. Let's talk about getting Naaman's Catering to do this or the other hundreds of recipes y'all cook. How do we get in touch with you? What do we need to do to get a something set up?
Well, listen, I'll be out at Stanky Field today. We've got a doubleheader because they canceled the game last night, and I don't know why they canceled the game.
Oh.
I'm tough. I would have played. But anyhow, we got a doubleheader starts at 3:00 today. Come on out. We second game's at 6:30. Tomorrow we're going to start the game at 1:00. But we got an Easter egg hunt. I think it starts around 11:30. So bring your kids out tomorrow. Hey, do a little Easter egg hunt out at Stanky Field. So my dads can have a great weekend. And of course it's Easter. Call me today if you want something for Easter because I'm got to pick it up tomorrow and all that. And you can call me at 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namenscatering.com. Give me a like on Facebook because I'm throwing stuff up all over Facebook, okay?
All right.
And it likes me. So anyhow, what can I tell you? God bless it's Easter. Remember the season. God bless everybody. And go Jacks!